He had his administration, the White House, telling the Speaker and Leader Thune, so Speaker Johnson and Leader Thune, stop this. Do not pass any resolution to release the Epstein files. He told Pam Bondi at the DOJ, no matter what you think of Pam Bondi, he flat out told her, do not release the Epstein files. He was blocking everybody.
It was all him because there's a
Yes.
huge narrative out there that it's all Pam Bondi's fault,
Oh yeah, they
that
want to make
she's
it Pam Bondi.
undermining him. You're saying that, to your knowledge, he was driving this bus. Trump drove the bus to suppress the Epstein files, according to what you witnessed.
I know he did.
Yeah.
And I don't have any knowledge of him and Pam Bondi's personal conversations, but I know he was telling everyone not to release the files. And his reasoning was, is people are going to get hurt, is what he said. He kept saying that. People are going, he was publicly saying it's a Democrat hoax. It's a Democrat hoax, you know, blah, blah. He was saying all this stuff and shaming people. But behind the scenes, he was telling all of us, he was telling Mike Johnson, he's telling everybody, telling Pam Bondi, people are going to get hurt. And who he was talking about, what he told me on the phone, our final conversation, when he had really had it with me, because I wouldn't take my name off the discharge petition.
Good for you.
And I
Good
was
for you.
publicly saying over and over again, release Epstein files. He told me, he said, my friends will get hurt. So he's talking about his friends. He told me, people you know, Marjorie, people at Mar-a-Lago, they're going to get hurt. And I said, people have already gotten hurt. There's over 1,000 women that have been raped by Jeffrey Epstein and are accusing others. And they've told the FBI, they've told the police, they have been trying for years to get justice for this. I was like, people already have been hurt. And I was trying to tell him, I see, in my mind, I still lived in this world of, well, surely we're going to find out what Bill Clinton did. And Hillary Clinton went to the island too. What did she do? You know, I was in that whole world of it was only Democrat bad guys that were guilty. And even the Epstein victims themselves had said, the ones that I had talked to, you know, others have said differently, but the ones I was talking to said, Donald Trump did nothing wrong. Their attorney told me. So, and I was telling the president this. I was telling him, the women are supporting you. Some of them even voted for you, Mr. President. Their attorney supports you. I said, please have them in the Oval Office and support them. I said, you have everybody in the Oval Office, everybody. Why can't you have them in? But he flat out refused. And then you saw it, everybody saw how it unfolded.